Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Percent of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit? And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, as we fight to save our country from a horde of illegal alien invaders, and we are so obviously winning that fight that it's laughable. We are winning it, folks. The opposition, which includes the invaders themselves, 90% of the media, lawless politicians, and the rotten, Rasa Nazi, racist, bigoted organizations like LULAC and so on, this opposition becomes more and more desperate as they see their lawless existence being challenged. And the things that they challenge are so unbelievable that they're laughable. And they challenge everything we do now. Everything we do. We have challenged their existence, so now they challenge what we do to try to get them out of this country. And I'm speaking of illegal aliens. Imagine, in the year 2007, people challenging the right of a sovereign government to enforce its laws, any law. Imagine that. Somebody saying that the government cannot enforce their laws. To say that people illegally in the country are being harassed by ICE and other law enforcement agencies is ludicrous. You shouldn't be in the country illegally, and guess what? You won't be harassed because you won't be here to be harassed. That is very, very simple. And then the media picks it up. The media pushes it to further outrageous levels by saying that illegal aliens living an illegal life illegally in America are being made to live in, quote, fear, unquote. They're being made to live in fear. Rick Sanchez on CNN, he says it's terrible the way these undocumented people, these illegal immigrants, he means illegal aliens, folks, be scared to say it. It's wrong that they're being made to live in fear. They shouldn't be made to live in fear. Why the hell not? You ain't supposed to be in this country. Get out. And if you're here, we want you to be in fear. Absolutely, we want you to be in fear. No doubt about it. If you are living an illegal life, you should be living in fear, period. Not fear of physical violence or mistreatment. Nobody should have that. We're not advocating that, and we don't want that. We don't want anybody hurt. They should be living in fear of being caught, being jailed, and being deported. Simple as that. There is no earthly reason to leave an illegal alien in this country where he does not belong when he can simply be deported or put in jail for his actions. That is the course that we should be following in America right now. But no, they've got our hands tied trying to tell us you can't persecute these people by returning them to their country since they're here illegally. We want to return these people. We want them deported. The opposition, though, is whining, sniveling, complaining, ready to pee in their pants over being made to answer for their illegal deeds. Now, let me reiterate this, folks. We haven't made up anything on these people. They are here illegally. This is their doing. They brought their kids here. They came here and had their jackpot babies. They are the ones who break the law coming across the border, and they are the ones who continue to break the law while they are here by living an illegal life and taking other people's identities. Now, in the state of New Jersey, they are really upset at a new law aimed at residents who don't register their cars. I know this sounds crazy, but listen to me. An example was a house in Villa Park, New Jersey, where 9 cars with Pennsylvania license plates showed up and parked in front of one house. Now I'll let you guess who that was, 9 cars in one house. You figure that out for yourself. I'm not going to stereotype anybody, but let me say this to you. The old law required that a car had to be registered in that state within 60 days of moving there. In other words, if you move from Pennsylvania to New Jersey, you had 60 days to get New Jersey plates on the car. Okay? That is a very fair thing. Now, it has changed. It is still 60 days, but There's a $250 fine for the first offense, $500 fine for the subsequent offenses, and a mandatory 96-hour impound on the third and subsequent violations. Now, the fines and registration must be paid within 30 days of the impound of the vehicle, and if they are not paid, the vehicle will be sold. Where are we going with this? Constituents were complaining that they had to register their vehicles, they had to buy insurance for their vehicles, but they could not find parking places where they lived. Immediately upon passing this law, one of the lawless illegal alien advocates, a Juan Martinez, stepped up and cried, "Foul! Uh-uh! We ain't having this." He said this is a new law, and it was an attempt by people, listen to this one, unwilling to accept the changes in their neighborhood. This was a thing by them to get rid of the, quote, undocumented, unquote. Now, for those of you who don't understand this language, this foreign language, and you need a translation, undocumented is BS for illegal aliens. He said this law was poked right at the faces of illegal aliens because the people in the neighborhood wanted to get rid of them. Martinez said of the law, quote, "They are looking at the law to fix the problem. They want them out." You can say that again. "They want them out," he said, end quote. He said this is nothing more than a racist attempt to get rid of people illegally in the country. Forget the fact that the parking spots are gone, that they're limited and nobody can get one. Forget the fact that people are not registering their cars after 60 days. Forget the fact that a large percentage of these people are illegal aliens. None of that matters. The fact that he is Hispanic and most of the illegal aliens are Hispanic and most of the perpetrators are Hispanic and they will be affected by the law. Ergo, the law is bad. It is no good if my people are going to be affected by it and nobody else. And it, oh, by the way, it's racist. It's racist because we don't want it. The asinine logic here is the only weapon these people have. Georgia, Arizona, Oklahoma have now created a hostile environment for illegal aliens, and that is the proper and correct thing to do. Take away the jobs, take away the goodies, and they will leave. And that's what they are doing in these states. That's what I hope they do in New Jersey. And we must stop allowing these people to set the conversation and set the mood that these people have a right to be here because they do not. They do not. And we want them deported. End of story. End of story. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Rimmage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own internal affairs, internal criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion, not the undocumented worker invasion. We're talking about the illegal alien invasion. It is totally different, folks. If I leave home and don't have my wallet, I'm undocumented. But these people are illegally in the country, and we will call them accordingly. Don't forget, if anybody has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Want to welcome all the good folks tonight listening on KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for The most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. We got a repeat offender, but I couldn't pass this one up tonight, folks. This guy sucks. He really does. You know, it's been a major quest of mine to get politicians, presidential candidates, and pompous-ass elitist talk show hosts to understand that the American people, me being one of them, do not want any legislation, pathways to citizenship, or amnesties for illegal aliens who have invaded our country. None. Zilch. Zero. We have said this ad nauseum, folks, and we ain't playing anymore. We really ain't. Those on the conservative side of the presidential elections who don't understand that will get spanked by the American public for their stupidity. I guarantee you that. This morning, on national television, one of those who didn't get it says now he does. He gets it. He's seen the light. One of the worst of the worst, John McCain, re-horribilized tonight. He admitted today that his campaign has been definitely hurt by his support for amnesty for illegal aliens. He said it. He says, hey, it really hurt me. And then he said, quote, I got the message, end quote. Remember that now. I got the message. He understands now what we want, and he knows he's been hurt because he was for amnesty. You hear that, folks? He got the message. I guess we should rejoice at his awakening, his epiphany, his being born again with the knowledge that we want no amnesty. In the next sentence, this idiot, this clown, this loser said that he is now committed to making sure the borders are secure before implementing broader changes in immigration law. Ergo, he doesn't get it. He never did and he never will. He says he gets it, but he doesn't say what we want him to get. We want him to get the fact that we want these people the hell out of here. All of them. On the first thing, smoking. We want them out of here today. We don't want them hanging around until he closes the border and then he can decide to give them amnesty. No, you don't get it, John McCain. And that is why you're going down. You don't have a prayer. You're going broke. He's even talking about borrowing money to stay in the race now. What a maroon. What an idiot. He is on his way out, and thank God for that, because this man is detrimental to this country. He is an elitist, pompous politician, but more than that, he's the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. Now, folks, you know I talk a lot on this show about racism. I say we should stop the racism. There's too much racism in the world. And although I don't think America is suffering the racism it once did at the hands of the racist people that my people were racist by, I think now that has changed somewhat. And we have a new racist system here, the Klan with the tan. And one of the people who is one of the premier racists in this organization, in this group of people, is a guy named Jerry Gonzalez. He is in a racist organization called GALEO. Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials. Is that a racist name or what? He don't want any black folks in there. He don't want no white folks in there, no Asians. He just wants Latinos in there. That's racist, folks, when you divide yourself. Where's the diversity in dividing yourself? And this is what he has done. Now he's writing papers. He's writing a newspaper in the state of Georgia. He's making comments about some of those people that you and I know who are fighting to fix this problem. And him and his life partner are seen around town in Georgia being met by politicians. And, yeah, he's of that persuasion. Let's get to our guests. D.A. King, buddy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Jerry, hey, pal, you hit the nail on the head with your monologue, as always, buddy. I'm glad to be here.
I appreciate it. Tell them about the article.
Terry, we have several large newspapers here in Georgia. One of them is in Athens, Georgia, where the University of Georgia is. And this newspaper has given this Jerry Gonzalez a format and a forum to label a dear friend of mine, a great American, and the state senator who wrote our Georgia law, and saying that because he has written this law, and I quote, from Jerry Gonzalez, we're going to send him back to KKK land.
Now, this is the same Jerry Gonzalez, folks, who likened the legal term illegal alien to a black person being called by the N-word. I would say the word, but some people get offended, so I'm not going to say nigger on the air.
Not even that far. He labeled saying the word, the term illegal immigrant.
Illegal immigrant was the same as using the N-word. Absolutely.
Terry, I know you've met him, but for your listeners, this is a poster boy for the far-left radical open borders ethnic lobby. This guy, I'll put him up. If there's a contest for un-American racist of the year, I will put this guy up for an entry.
I would, too. And this guy preys on race. This guy is a racist and a race baiter, folks. He lives, he's another Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. He lives for race. He is, his bills are paid by race. And if there was no perceived race against Hispanics, as he says, this guy would have to go out and get a job as a garbage man or something.
He would
pick up aluminum cans on the street. He wouldn't have anything to do.
He would, Terry. I think most people know by now that here in Georgia, we have something called the Georgia Security and Immigration Compliance Act. And I hope that people know that illegal aliens are leaving Georgia in droves. Jerry Gonzalez will get in the newspaper or on the radio or on television and whine that as he calls them, immigrants are leaving Georgia. Well, immigrants aren't. Illegal aliens are leaving Georgia, and the criminal employers are starting to pay attention to our law, but that law is called Senate Bill 529. This guy goes around to Georgia colleges and shows a movie that he's calling a documentary called Fighting 529. This guy goes marches in front of CNN Center here in Atlanta with some of the West Coast crazy screaming that Lou Dobbs is a racist. Anything you do here in Georgia, and we're very, very proud of our progress and our laws here, but anything you do to fight the organized crime of illegal immigration, Jerry Gonzalez regards it as a negative to Latinos and calls those people anti-immigration. And I'm here to tell you there is no greater insult that we could ever give to real legal immigrants or the process of immigration than associating immigrants with illegal aliens.
Well, see, D.A., that's a game. And what they do, they blend the two words together, immigrant and illegal, and therefore they can drop that first word whenever they see fit to make their point. And I have told many people, Sean Hannity, I have begged on the air, please stop calling these people illegal immigrants, because they're not. You fall into the immigrant trap when you do that. They are not immigrants, and we respect immigrants that come here, in reasonable numbers, of course, that come here and assimilate to our way of life and do it legally. But this guy is out here baiting people. What he is doing, he is a liar. He is a liar by using the term immigrant. He is using a wrong word, and he knows it. When he says it, he knows it's wrong, but he can get more mileage out of the word immigrant than he can out of the words illegal immigrant.
Well, we know the game. People should understand it. If they go on this website, and I hope that your listeners will not only go on this guy's website, but sign up for his alert.
Yeah, sign up for the alert, folks. He won't know who you are. Don't tell him we sent you.
It's Galeo.
Just sign up.
GALEO.ORG. That's G like in Georgia, GALEO.ORG. Now, this guy, one of his founding friends, Terry, is that all-American luminary, Jane Fonda.
Oh, yeah, what a girl. Our American patriot, you know? And this is one of the people that helped him get his organization going. This guy has been involved with Sam Zamarripa. Tell him who he is.
Jerry is the gopher. He's the mouthpiece for a former state senator here that you and I have talked about on the air before. A man named Sam Zamarripa, who is the founding partner of a bank here in Georgia, from which he is making mortgage loans to illegal aliens. Mm. So what's happening is our law is making illegal aliens leave the state. It's hitting these guys right where it counts, right in their pocketbook. Follow the money, buddy.
You know, and talking about money, folks, this guy here, D.A., I know this guy. I've slept at his house. He's a great guy. This guy had a 15- or 20-year-old business that he had put aside to do this work for America at no wage, no payment. He sat all of his life aside to do this. It has cost him dearly, but he wants to get it fixed. And now he's smart enough to tackle this thing on a local level down in Georgia. He's fighting for Georgia, but you know how that is. That's like the dominoes you knock down. If we knock down Georgia and they leave there, guess what? The states on either side will have to do the right thing and come up with something, because those illegals will flood in there, as is happening with Oklahoma. Those people flooding to Louisiana, to Texas, to Arkansas, to neighboring states. That's what this is all about, and DA has fought this. He didn't ask me to say this about him. I'm saying it. Here's a man with a successful business to decide he was going to serve his country, and I applaud that.
Well, that's kind words, Terry. Thank you. Listen, I don't know when's the last time that you have quoted the late Barbara Jordan on your radio show, but I'm going to do
it's
this
been a
in
while.
Closing. In the mid-90s, Barbara Jordan was appointed to to head up a commission to find an answer to the illegal immigration crisis.
A liberal Democrat, by the way, but go ahead.
Happened to be the first black woman elected to Congress from the Deep South.
Right.
Barbara Jordan said this, and I think it's very important. To gain credibility on immigration policy, those who should get in, get in. Those who should be kept out are kept out. And those who should not be here will be required to leave. Deportation is crucial. Employer sanctions can work. Now, let me tell you what. If Barbara Jordan were alive and had said that today, somebody like Jerry Gonzalez would be on her calling her a racist.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a bigot or something un-American.
Absolutely.
And it fascinates me.
And I have to repeat, this is not some right-wing conservative. This was a liberal Democrat black woman who was sensible enough and logical enough to understand what it was going to take. And she also knew what it was doing to her people also. She knew that the poor of this country were not being served correctly, as Cesar Chavez understood that the poor of this country were not being served. Cesar Chavez would drive, he kept a pocket full of dimes to drop on illegal aliens. He'd call the law on illegal aliens quicker than you and I would, because he knew he would never get rights for his farm workers as long as they were coming in and scabbing up the jobs.
That's exactly right, Terry. I spent a lot of time in the Georgia Capitol lobbying for our law that we have now and different bills to try and slow down illegal immigration here. And every once in a while, I'll see Jerry in the hallway. And whenever I do, I have the great pleasure of looking him straight in the eye and saying, Viva la migra, Jerry.
Viva la migra. I was privileged to meet the gentleman once, and I went to shake his hand, but it was pretty limp, and I couldn't really get a handshake from him. Anyway, Jerry's challenged on a lot of ways, but the main one is the fact that he is a racist. He is a race baiter. He is a member of a racist organization. And as long as these people are allowed to spew their racism in this country and separate and divide us along racial lines, we're never going to heal as a nation. That's never going to happen. You and I are for law and order. We are not against any people, regardless of their sexual orientation, their race, creed, religion, height, weight, or anything else. But this guy is for one set of people only, and that, my friend, is racism. DA, I want to thank you for coming on, staying up. Get some sleep, buddy.
Thank you, Terry.
We appreciate it.
On my website, thedustininmansociety.org, maybe you can hit it later, but I've got a couple of columns that I've written recently about Jerry Gonzalez. I hope people go on there, hit the blog page, and read about this guy.
Dustin Inman, I-N-M-A-N, society.org.
With the word the in front of it.
The Dustin Inman
Society.
Inman Society. All right, buddy.
Terry, you do a great job. Come see me, buddy.
Will do. Thanks, D.A.
Yes, sir.
There you go, folks. Here's another racist you need to be aware of. I met this guy, and I walked up and said a few words to him. I was very polite, and I wanted to discuss his using, you know, mentioning that the N-word was the same as illegal alien, but he wouldn't talk to me. He stood there and act like he was, I don't know what it was, what his problem was. But I was being very nice. I just wanted some information and to exchange ideas, as I do with people who dissent with me many times. But this guy was a clown. Anyway, racist, racist, racist. Here's another racist for you folks. The great Augustin Cebeda, our number one fundraiser for the Terry Anderson Show. He brings in more money here than anything else that we do by just playing this clip that we have courtesy of CCIR.
I was Dean Cebeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico. There are pilgrims on earth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
70 a.m.
Online at KRLA870.com.
Traffic, events, contests. KRLA870.com.
Halloween is coming. You know what's really scary? Something that can make you scream like a college student trying to ask John Kerry a question. It's now playing in downtown L.A. It's called Nightmare on Spring Street.
Soy su alcalde, Antonio Villaraigosa.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
And the sequel is even more frightening because Mayor Villaraigosa turns into Governor Villaraigosa. To stop this monster, you don't need a wooden stake. You need to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad. I'm Walter Moore. You know me. You know my platform. You know my credentials. You know I'd make a terrific mayor. But you have to help. Don't put it off another day. In fact, consider Halloween the deadline. Halloween is your deadline to put up or shut up. Help me raise the remaining funds I need to get in the televised debates and turn this city around. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com and the nightmare, WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion here, folks. And I promised you folks that I had an announcement to make. And I'm going to put it off for one more week. No, I'm not. I'm going to make it tonight. You know, it's our desire to expand this show any way we can. And it's a tough deal to expand a radio show under the conditions that we have to work with here. I'm not saying anything bad about Carol A. I'm just saying that the opportunities are limited technically. So what we've done, we just completed a contract that positions us to utilize the expansive power of a satellite network nationwide. In other words, the Terry Anderson Show will be up on another satellite. We're already up on the RBN satellite, but now we will be up on a bigger satellite that will enable us to pick up stations around the country who may want to carry our program. A lot of people send me emails and say, why don't you get on a station in my hometown? Why don't you get on this one? We will have an endless supply of stations that we can get on now if they want us, or we can make a deal with them, because we will now have that opportunity to broadcast through the satellite. What that means is we will no longer be sending our signal through lines here, landlines that we use, like KFNX. We also do the same with KDON in Las Vegas. They will be picking us up through satellite, as will any new stations that we get. This is a major, major thing for us, folks. It is an expense, but it's not as bad as some of the things we have to spend money on. The point I'm making is we will need help to keep it going, and your help will be needed, but it will enable us to get on stations around the country without technical problems, and that is fantastic. That is our news. We can't wait to get it going about another week before the actual hookup is completed. Michael Warner, my producer, has been doing a lot of work, a lot of hours to get this done, and it's a lot more trouble than it sounds like, but we're going to have it ready in a very short time, so we'll be able to broadcast countrywide, and there will be no limit to the stations that can hear our show. That is our announcement. Let's go to Ray, calling from Victorville. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I have a hot announcement from the desk of the vigilant and virtuous Robin Vincent. It seems that the National Rally Organizer for the Minuteman Project, seems this last week that the ugly ACLU, City of Orange, marched its band of illegal aliens down onto, they left their sanctioned city site and marched down to Lincoln and Chapman and claimed it as their new day labor site for illegal aliens. So that we now are calling for a rally this Saturday between the hours of 9 and 11 at the corner of Chapman and Lincoln Avenue in the City of Orange to support the city council and the mayor of Orange that have been fighting this battle against illegal aliens. We're calling on all the coalitions, supporting coalitions, SOS, CCIR, everybody, demand the battle stations. We're going to march in there and stand directly across their new claimed territory with American flags and give them hell. Like I said, just hot off the desk of Robin Vincent, and we're going to be there between the hours of 9 and 11 this Saturday. Bring American flags. We'll have the signs, and we need as many people as we can.
And where's the location, Ray?
It's in the City of Orange at the corner of Lincoln and Chapman. And this is the ACLU actually marched these illegal aliens down there and laid claim to that corner. And that's Chapman and Lincoln Avenue, City of Orange, Saturday, 11 o'clock, I mean 9 to 11, an American flag rally to support the city council, the mayor of the City of Orange that have been fighting this battle. And, you know, they've been waging quite the war there. I don't know if people are aware, but
absolutely,
we need to support the mayor.
All right, Ray. We appreciate that announcement, buddy. Hope it goes well.
All right. God bless, Terry.
Take care.
God bless you. All
right. Let's go to Leon, calling from Los Angeles. Leon, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Hey, Leon, how you doing, buddy? Long time no hear.
Long time.
What's up?
Yeah. Hey, Terry, I got an article from, you're probably familiar with this magazine, The New American.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and on page 19 of the, I think it's the October issue, and it has an article here about the North American Union invasion,
right.
And it says, quote, despite the great harm that Americans face from a rapid illegal immigration, crime, terrorism, economic devastation, our political and business elite is pushed for more amnesty. Now, that's not what I wanted to tell you, but I want you and the listeners and callers to listen to this, what I'm going to read from the new president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon. And it says this, quote, Mexican President Felipe Calderon, in his 2007 State of the Union address, denounces U.S. border security and declares, and he quotes, Mexico does not end at the border. Wherever there is a Mexican, Mexico is there. And we got about 15, 20 million on this side of the border. And he thinks this is part of his country. He got another guest coming.
He does.
He's full of it.
You know what? He thinks this is part of Mexico. He's wrong. Just because there's Mexicans here doesn't mean this is Mexico, and he's going to find that out soon enough. What he needs to do is go down there and tend to his business within the confines of his borders and make that country work so his people don't leave, Leon. But here's the main thing. What he is doing with comments like that, he is alienating the American people and pissing them off. And if they get angry enough, it's going to be trouble behind this. And I wish this guy would keep his mouth shut about what happens on our side of that border. It's not his business, just as what happens on that side of the border is not our business.
So, that's right.
Yeah, he's going to alienate the American people, and he's going to be sorry for that.
Yeah, and Terry, one last thing before I let you go. Back in 40, 50, 60 years ago, after World War II, up until the late 60s, the Vietnam and beyond that, we used to be the most strongest, most powerful nation on the face of this planet. But right now...
We're a bunch of saps now, Leon.
Any country that does not protect and defend its borders is not a strong nation.
That's right.
It's a weak nation, and we got no business over there fighting a war over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, which I can understand for the terrorism, but it's going to end up fighting right here.
We have become a nation of saps, Leon. We are a nation of saps and suckers, and we're being pushed around on our own soil, and that's what angers me the most. If we're going to have sovereignty and we're going to have control and strength in this country, we're going to have to stand up and be the America we used to be. Thanks for the call, buddy. You take care.
Sure, Terry. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Barbara Coe calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Thanks so much for playing our clip. We so appreciate it.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Like I said, Senor Cebeda is our best fundraiser on this show.
Absolutely.
We may send him a check.
Thank you again. And I wanted to welcome all of your listeners to our coming meeting. That's this Wednesday, the 24th of October, time 7:30 p.m. Our keynote speaker is going to be rather incredible. He is a constitutional expert on the 14th Amendment. And he is going to discuss with the attendees all the stipulations and the intent of the 14th Amendment, because it was not intended to welcome illegal alien jackpot anchor babies into our country. They are costing us $6 billion every year because our government will not enforce the 14th Amendment as it was written and intended. Bruce Crawford is going to be our keynote speaker. He is, as I said, a constitutional expert on this issue. And it's so important that people attend this meeting, Terry, to get these details, because in November we're going to have a fantastic initiative presented to the people of the state of California to halt this travesty of justice and no longer fund the children of illegal aliens. So we so hope people will attend this meeting so that they will be very well versed on the 14th Amendment, how we can stop this travesty of justice.
When and where, Barbara?
Again, that is, the date is Wednesday, October 24th, time 7:30 p.m. And the address, the place of the meeting is Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue. That's right at the intersection of Chapman and Gilbert in Garden Grove, California.
Okay, Barbara, we appreciate.
Look forward to seeing so many people there.
This is an important issue, folks, because this controls their ability to come here and take power. Every time illegal aliens have a jackpot, baby, in this country, that is a recognized, as it shouldn't be, but recognized American citizen that can vote, that can buy guns, that can take over this country, and you think they're not going to vote in support and ideology with their illegal alien parents, you got another thing coming. They are going to support that country, their country, as they call it. They are not going to be Americans in their minds. They're only going to be Americans on paper, and that is no kind of American for this country. Barbara, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much, Terry, and God bless. And people, I'm asking you, and this is an unsolicited, shameless plug. Please, please, keep Terry on the air, because he brings a message of truth and reality throughout this nation. We're delighted, Terry. You're going to be on a lot of additional
Yeah, that's going to be a really great deal for us, and we're looking forward to it. Barbara, thanks so much. You take care.
You bet.
All right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Dan, calling from Culver City. Dan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, hey, I read an article where Gutierrez, he teaches his children, his students to make the White House brine as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable, huh?
And then there's another thing. We outsource our jobs. We insource our jobs. And now the commissioner of football wants to play the Super Bowl in another land.
Can you imagine that? They're playing in London next Sunday. I mean, you know, what's this? Is American game. Why are we outsourcing this America? I know what it is. It's about money, you know.
Yeah, and I told my mother that. She's like, it's about money. I said, well, think all the money our people are going to be losing over here.
There you
She's
go.
Like, that's the way it is. I said, it's not the way it is. She's like, you can't do anything about it. I said, we did something about the amnesty and we stopped. I said, people got to stand up and open their mouths.
I agree. And people say, well, they say it's just Daniel, they say it's just football. What's the big deal? Well, it's an American pastime, and it's something that we enjoy. I know I do. And we're you know, here we go again, you know, becoming global with everything, and it's just ridiculous. Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
You got it, Ben.
You know, folks, they're building a fence down there, allegedly, on the border. Do you know that there's a thing that says that the fence has to be built with American products? They found out that the steel coming in for that fence, a big percentage of it is from China. You're going to tell me that all the steel workers that are suffering in Pennsylvania and in Ohio and all the other places back east in the Rust Belt who need to produce steel are not allowed to produce steel to put on this fence to protect this country? This is outrageous. This is outrageous. It's just like now I look around and I see all the fire chief cars now are Hondas and Toyotas. All the airport cars now are Hondas and Toyotas. The parking people who write the parking tickets are Hondas and Toyotas. What are we doing? Why are we allowing our government officials to buy foreign cars? If individuals want to buy them, that's up to them. But why are we buying them as a government, allowing our government that represents us to buy foreign vehicles and putting our people out of work? Now, I know what you're going to say. These are manufactured at American plants. Yeah, but I don't want my tax dollars going to some foreign company when my tax dollars can be going to an American company. I want to keep American companies solid. And this is outrageous. And I'm willing to bet you L.A. is one of the few cities in this country that even allows that. Unbelievable to me. We are absolutely crazy in this country now. But what do? We look around. And those cars, those Hondas and Toyotas that are being bought by the city are now advertisements. They are billboards for foreign companies. The people will look at them and say, oh, the city buys them. They must be great. I don't know if they're great or not. I wouldn't have one. But people will look at them and say, if the city buys them, I want one too. The city should be buying Fords and Chevys and Chryslers. You can put a Buick and an Olds in there. We don't make Olds anymore. All that stuff. Buy American cars. Make them your billboard. Let people see that the American government, you know, Crown Victorious, every police department in this country has one. Every taxi cab company has one. They're good cars. And people look at them and say, okay, I'm going to get an American car because of that. But, I don't get it. I really don't get it. This is this liberal, rotten Los Angeles that we live in. Greg from Reno, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I wanted to elaborate on that last point. You may have heard about the 3COM deal that everybody's up in arms about. The Chinese want to buy 3COM to take down the firewall so they can hack our computers, our defense computers.
And there are Americans who are saying it's a good deal to let them do it.
Exactly. And what I found out was that Pretty Boy Floyd Romney was the CEO of the company that merged with 3COM. And he's probably in favor of the deal.
Unbelievable.
And let's not also forget that McKennedy was behind the savings and loan scandal, taking bribes from Charles Keating. McCain is as corrupt as the day is long. And you might also be distressed to learn that our stupid government decided to give $3 million to La Raza. And
you look and see who's giving these Raza Nazi organizations money, Greg. It is astounding to find out who's giving them money. They are getting money and donations from, you know, always, people always give the Ford Foundation. Yeah, the Ford Foundation gives them money. So does Toyota. So does Nissan. So does Honda. So does all. So does General Motors. So does Ford Motor Company. So do a lot of these banks. A lot of these insurance companies are giving money to them. If you looked and saw who was giving them money, you would find out that you're putting, I heard this in a speech yesterday by Colonel Rodriguez in the state of, we were in Phoenix at a conference, and it was a very nice immigration conference, and I want to thank Willa Key for putting that on. But Colonel Rodriguez made that point that you are helping fund these companies, I mean these racist organizations, by doing business with companies that give them money. If people would say, you know what, I'm not gonna put my money in your bank because you give it to racist organizations, they would stop. But not enough have done it. I know so many people have taken their money out of Bank of America, and now Bank of America is upset, and Bank of America is scared because of it. Yeah, they got lots of customers, but they don't want to lose a dollar. And this is what we have to do. Got to go, Greg. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to Anita from San Jose. Anita, what do you hear? What do you say? Hello?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're on the air.
Okay. Well, so many things that I would like to talk about, but then again, so little time. But Tancredo, can he go independent? Because I think there's a lot of us who are, you know, who want him as the president of this country, but his own party is just like, I mean, is he still, I don't even know what the situation is right now.
He's still active. Brownback dropped, I think it was Brownback, I'm not sure, dropped out the other day. But Tancredo's still there. He's in the lower tier. And let me tell you what the problem is with that, Anita. Tom Tancredo is a great guy, but as long as you've got people like Hannity and Limbaugh and the rest of them who won't allow them equal time on the air that they allow to Rudy and to these other people, Mitt Romney and the rest, they're never going to have their names be household names. If these people would push Tom, or at least give him a fair shake, give him equal time that you give these other candidates, guess what? He would be a top-tier candidate because people understand and like him, as it is with Duncan Hunter. People love Duncan Hunter. Duncan Hunter would make a fabulous president. He would make a president that Americans can be proud of if only he could get the equal time on the air to be heard where people could recognize him and know who he was. But no, we hear these other names constantly, yes, but not the names that we like.
Well, this is because of the conspiracy. Because
pretty much.
The ones
I would
that
say
are
that.
Not for the illegal immigration bill and the open borders are not going to be backed by the big business. I understand that, what's her name, Hillary, is actually backed by Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is, I used to like the man because he's actually a very good businessman, shrewd and very intelligent, whatever.
Yeah, but what does he do with his money?
Anymore.
Yeah, what does he do with his money? That's what you got to look at.
Well, that's the point.
Yep.
I used to like his ideas before, but now that I know that he's actually behind this open border thing, because that's what it is, and that's why he's putting so much money for Hillary.
Yep.
I mean,
because she has announced that she is for open borders as
right.
The other guy. What's the black guy's name? I can never remember his name.
Obama.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, he mentioned just the other day that if he's president, he's going to find a pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens. Anita, thanks for the call. Call me again. You take care.
Ciao, ciao.
Great call. Let's go to Tom calling from Las Vegas. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Eddie. Terry, good show.
Hey, buddy.
In Nevada, we have a clown named Gilbert Cortez who made a statement that reminds me of Ernesto Zapata's statement or Mexican President Calderon's statement when ICE busted some illegal aliens working at McDonald's up in Reno. Gilbert Cortez, president of Casino Latino Centro de Información, says, this land belongs to God, not to the United States.
And what does that mean, his house, too?
That's why so many people in Nevada and Las Vegas are going to AmericansForAmerica.net and joining Americans for America.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Another racist politician. Boy, we have no shortage of those. That is a fact. Let's go to Ron calling from Los Angeles. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, in Los Angeles, you have students rate in schools are dropping, and yet
the city government is investing in illegal jackpot baby kids here when they wouldn't do it for American kids when they were behind.
I remember when my kids were in school, Ron, and they couldn't take the books home because there wasn't enough books to go around. They had to leave the book on the table for each period to use. They couldn't take books on. There was no band equipment. There was no sports equipment. There was no science equipment. But now, all of a sudden, guess what? They got a load of money. They've got a ton of money that they can use to build 160 schools in this town. 160 schools they're building between 2002 and 2012. 160,000 classroom seats they're shooting for, and they say they're going to be short. But now, guess what? For some reason, the enrollment is starting to drop off. It's starting to drop off.
Another thing here, they're doing it in advance when people with dilapidated schools for whites, blacks, Asians, they were getting better grades. They were getting better grades, and they had to wait for the schools that were overcrowded here. And these kids are going to get an addition to better equipped schools. They're going to get air-conditioned schools, which is going to be built by the taxpayer, not paid for by the stingy
And probably by a lot of illegal alien labor, too, Ron. Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
buddy.
Terry.
Let's go to Noella calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Noella, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, hi, Terry.
How you doing?
Hi. I want to shout out. How are you there? Shout out to the Freepers on Free Republic on your thread.
I hope they liked our announcement tonight.
Listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here in my county in Tennessee, a month ago, a Mexican couple was caught with a car full of illegal aliens. They're all illegal aliens. They were smuggling Chinese people.
Yeah,
up in Houston, and they were taking them to New York.
Noella, there's no race lines here. They'll smuggle Chinese or any kind of Asian. They'll smuggle Mideastern people. They get more money for those. You know what I mean? It goes across racial lines. The problem is it's illegal. We don't care what color they are. I'm a black man.
Smuggling doesn't just come through the border. I mean, we're 1,000 miles from.
No, it's everywhere. And I like to make the point, I'm a black man. You think I want to see a bunch of Africans or West Indians smuggling here? No. I don't want anybody coming here that's illegal, period. And I want to tell all the people of Free Republic and everybody else out there also, but I got a lot of friends at Free Republic who like the show, and I appreciate them. I want to tell them, if you guys live in a town and there's a station near you, they will be able to get us now. We can work out a deal with them, and we have what we consider to be quality programming that we're willing to let them have for their station. So if you've got a station or affiliate in your town, they're running reruns of some other show or Whopper Chopper commercials or selling vitamins or something like that, we are available, and that's what we're going to do with this expansion. Noella, thanks so much for the call.
Okay, thank you, Terry.
Real quick, let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, you got about 20 seconds.
I'll try to make it fast. George Washington said in 1790, a free people should be armed. Also, Vincent Fox, don't buy his book. A man who has a complex about not sending his people home has got a problem. But he did say when I fell off my seat, if they don't have a job, please send them home. And secondly, Tom Tancredo got zero tonight, but he gave old Sean Hannity and Combs the bad news about being fair to him. And Ron Paul
good.
Got 35% of the public vote.
That's
and
good,
also,
too.
Folks, the gangs.
Gotta go, Jerry. Call me next week, buddy. Anyway, but I don't understand people. Tell people 20 seconds, they want to make an hour out of it. I don't get it. Anyway, thanks for the call, Jerry. This week with the swings, folks, Double Dutch Bus and CHCI and Gastronomics. You can read that on our website, This Week with the Swings. I want to thank my great, fabulous, flawless engineer, Alex Connell, for doing the show tonight. Mel, for taking your calls. We don't screen calls, so I don't call him a call screener. He is a call executive. I want to thank Michael Wolner, my producer, for doing the show. He works so hard. Mark Edwards, every Saturday night, 9 o'clock, thewakeupamerica.com, 1100 a.m., Phoenix, KFNX. Kevin James, every weeknight at 9 o'clock right here on 870 a.m. Buy American, folks. And if you want to hear about terrorism, stick around. Loris Rascala Live coming on right after us. Please don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, the TerryAndersonShow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at ImmigrationBuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to our friend's website, Glenn Spencer, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network going to satellite. We will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy.